NFL Week 13 picks, predictions, and weekly locks.
We have one of the highest accuracy rates for betting on NFL spreads this year, and today we got four more locks. This episode of the Beam Pod is presented by BlockBet.
BlockBet offers the best combination of crypto gambling and sports betting, significant bonuses, and has global media branding awareness via their official partnership with the UFC.
Here's how to join BlockBet while receiving the maximum bonus and rewards.
Using our exclusive Beanstalk promo code, you can sign up now and receive a 200% deposit match bonus of up to $500 and 50 free spins on Gates of Olympus.
And if you deposit 50 block or more, you will receive 50 additional free spins on Sweet Bonanza.
We've been making a ton of money using BlockBet, and now you can too. Welcome to Beanstalk Bets. This is Shane, aka Jolly Green.
And this is Josh, aka Nifty.
All right, we got NFL Week 13. We have four absolute locks to make sure that you guys make money betting on sports this year. But I just have to say, you know, betting on football spreads is extremely difficult.
Yeah.
And I think our accuracy rate for the entire year, somewhere around 70%. If you go better than 50% any week, you're making money. We've gone perfect several weeks this year. We've gone 4-for-4, 5-for-5. On our bad weeks, we go 4-for-6. You're making money almost every week while watching this show. And today, we've got four more locks for you guys.
Let's jump right into it. We have Tampa Bay. They're on the road versus Carolina. Tampa Bay currently, and remember, these lines can change, but we're getting them locked in here for you. Tampa Bay is 6-point favorites. Who do we like?
All right, so the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're a different team with Mike Evans in the lineup. Now, we saw this last week when they absolutely destroyed the Giants, and we took them last week. They were like a 5-point favorite. They won by about 25, right? Mm. Baker Mayfield is a G. Like, this is the kind of player you want on your team. There was that highlight of him. Bucky Irving went for a run. Baker Mayfield was sprinting down the field as the lead blocker.
Yeah, I was sick.
As the quarterback.
He's one of my favorite quarterbacks.
Taking out linebackers. Yeah. Man, like, you can tell the team rallies around this guy because of how he's a football player, right? And in all seriousness, the Bucs had some tough games there. They played against, 49ers. They played against the Chiefs. They had some close losses. But when it comes to playing against bad teams with Mike Evans, I think I'm liking them, especially, I mean, Carolina's playing a little bit better lately. They almost beat the Chiefs. They beat the Saints and the Giants. Bryce Young is playing a little bit better, but I like to look at Tampa Bay here.
I see the top five offense in just about every category right now with Tampa Bay. They have an amazing run game with Bucky Irving and Rashad White. They're moving the ball. They're both pass catchers out of the backfield. Mm. He just received Mike Evans back. So we have a top five offense in just about every category, and they're up against a defense that ranks last in every category. For me, that alone is, that's where I can just place my bet.
Yep.
You have a team that's going to be able to move the ball. They just got Mike Evans back. They have that deep threat now for one of my favorite quarterbacks. He's been on my fantasy team all year, been killing it. Tampa Bay beats up on shit teams when they play shit teams.
Yep.
You said they have had a pretty tough record, but they pummeled the Saints and pummeled the Giants this year, teams with losing records. Mm. Carolina has a losing record. Carolina also has an offense that ranks in the bottom fifth of the league as well. Mm. So my synopsis for the game is Panthers don't move the ball. They won't be able to stop the powerhouse offense. Tampa Bay wins by a touchdown with an amazing ground game and Mike Evans to toss it deep to.
It's actually really impressive when you look at Tampa Bay's stats, man. They have the number two ranked offense in the NFL. The only reason why Tampa Bay isn't a powerhouse team is they have the number 32nd ranked dead last in terms of yards allowed, their defense.
Yeah.
So their offense is really, really good. Their defense is terrible.
Sometimes, though, when a team does move the ball as effectively as Tampa Bay has, the other team gets a lot of possessions. Mm-hmm. So there are going to be some skewed numbers there.
For sure. But it's pretty rough. Dead last.
Yeah,
dead last. So like their defense is bad. I think the Panthers are going to put up maybe 17, 24 points. But I see the Bucs putting up 30 plus in this game.
Me too.
Especially with Evans back. So yeah, I think Bucs -6 on the road. That's a lock. All right, let's move on to our next game. We have the Vikings at home -3.5 against the Arizona Cardinals. What are you thinking here?
Cardinals rely heavily on the run game. They're ranking 6th in the league, averaging 140 yards per game. But they're up against the best run defense in the league, allowing a league-best 74 yards per game. So when you're the Cardinals and you rely on the run game and you're up against the number one defense against the run, what are you going to do? Mm-hmm. You have to put the ball in Kyler Murray's hands. So now you're relying on Kyler Murray to win the game for you, which kind of goes against their philosophy and the way they run that offense typically because they pound the rock. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray likes to throw to his tight end, And that's it. He doesn't seem to be giving any love to Marvin Harrison Jr. Mm-hmm. He's just tossing up to his tight end. Minnesota is a well-rounded team. I see a very healthy, healthy offense. Aaron Jones, absolutely killing it on the ground. They have Justin Jefferson. They have Jordan Addison, two weapons on the wideouts. But then they've also brought back TJ Hawkinson mm-hmm. for that threat across the middle, but also that helps in the run game. So this is a powerhouse offense. Yes, Darnold, Sam can make some mistakes here and there, but he does manage the game quite well, mm-hmm. in my opinion. I think the offense is just going to be too difficult to stop, and I think that Arizona, they have their one way of moving the ball, and that's through the ground. They're not going to be able to do it. They're going to be forced to put it through the air. So I'm looking at Minnesota here. I think that Minnesota is a better team. My synopsis for the game is this. Cardinals come into a tough road environment. Minnesota is 4-1 at home. Arizona is 2-3 on the road. Arizona is going to be stymied on offense because they just can't get it against that tough run D. Minnesota puts up points. Arizona can't move the ball through the air. Minnesota wins by at least 4.
Yeah, man. The Cardinals, they were the only game that we got wrong on our Beanstalk bet last week. They are, as you said, they're a better team at home. They're not great on the road. They laid an absolute egg against the Seahawks. I think they got found out a little bit against the Seahawks. They put up 6 points. Kyler Murray was throwing up picks. The game was in Kyler Murray's hands last week against the Seahawks. He failed to deliver.
Yeah.
I think you're going to see that again. As you said, they're going to get stopped on the run by the Vikings' second-ranked run defense. You're going to see Kyler Murray again with the game in his hands on the road in a tough environment. The Vikings have played their last 3 games on the road, and they're 9-2. The crowd is going to be amped up to see their 9-2 Vikings play at home for the first time in nearly a month,
yeah.
Which means it's going to be a tough crowd, tough place for the Cardinals, who are 2-3, not a great road team to play. Yeah, they got a top 7 pass offense, the Vikings, and the Cards pass D is ranked in the bottom third of the league. So I think that big mismatch here on that side of the ball, big mismatch on the other side of the ball. So the Vikings only being a -3.5 favorite at home with the number 1 run defense in the NFL, that's a lock.
Let's move on to Denver. They're 5.5 favorites at home versus Cleveland. What do we like here?
So, don't look now, but the Broncos, they got something cooking. Mm. Bo Nix is starting to look like a pretty good quarterback as a rookie. He might even just win NFL Rookie Offensive Rookie of the Year.
I will.
Cortland Sutton has been, he's turned into a legitimate wide receiver one. I picked him up from our free agency in our fantasy league, and that's been pretty nice.
Yeah, nice.
The defense is top ranked across the board. One of the top 5 defenses in the league. They're shutting teams down, right? Close loss against the Chiefs. Big wins against the Falcons and Raiders. They're 7-3 in their last 10. People are still not taking the Broncos very seriously.
They're not.
The Browns on the other side, they've got Jameis Winston as their quarterback. Yes, they did just beat the Steelers, but that was in that Thursday night snow globe game. The Steelers are 0-8 against divisional opponents on Thursday nights under Mike Tomlin. The snow was falling. It was kind of one of those trap games. You know, we kind of had a hunch. We didn't capitalize on it. I'm not putting too much onus on the result of that game. I'm seeing Jameis Winston, who is definitely a backup quarterback. I'm seeing a Cleveland team that lost to the Saints and the Chargers. They're 3-8 on the season. They've got the NFL 29th ranked offense against a number 3 defense. I think we got to go Broncos -5.5 here.
I think this line is a gift. I really do. I think the sports books have given too much onus on that victory against the Steelers. And I look, well, if they beat a good team, then we should make the line a bit smaller. They also beat Baltimore back in the, so like maybe they can stop another good team. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. I think you come off a high. And I looked at the last time they beat Baltimore earlier in the season. And the next game, they got dummied by like 30 points. Mm-hmm. Bo Nix, 1 interception in 7 weeks. Bo Nix is not turning the ball over. I think he is. When you look at like talking about the rookie of the year candidate, Jaden Daniels kind of fallen off a cliff for the past 3 games or so.
Yep.
Bo Nix is accelerating. He's ever improving. His running backs are averaging 6 yards per carry over the last 2 games. Cleveland has an offense that ranks in the bottom fifths of the league. And Denver has a top 10 defense, allowing only 16 points per game. They're playing at Mile High Stadium. They're playing at altitude. Mm-hmm. It's a bit, Denver is a very difficult to play for opposing teams because they're not practicing. They're not living in that altitude all the time. So when it comes to the fourth quarter, that's when the mistakes are made.
Yeah.
Cleveland's a bad team. Cleveland makes bad mistakes.
Yeah.
So I see Denver winning this game by at least 6 points.
It's interesting. The Cleveland Browns defense was supposed to be very good this year. You know, Miles Garrett, Joe Hayden, all these guys on the defense was supposed to make the Browns a contender with Deshaun Watson. Obviously, he got hurt. But the defense has actually been pretty bad this year. They're one of the worst teams, bottom 10 ranked against the run and the pass. Bo Nix is averaging over 275 yards per game over his last bunch of games. The Browns have the league's dead last yards per completion through the air, which means they're susceptible to big plays. You know who's been putting up big plays? Bo Nix to Cortland Sutton.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for Bo Nix to Cortland Sutton for a TD, maybe two TDs. I'm saying the guys on the ground are still going to handle the 21st ranked run defense in the Browns. I think, yeah, easy pick. Broncos minus 5.5 at home.
Easy pick. I'll be smashing that one. All right, last but not least, we have Philadelphia. They are on the road against Baltimore. It's an interesting one. So we're taking the underdog in this game. What we got? Philly at what? 2.53?
Currently, they are 3-point underdogs. We love the Eagles on this show. We've been riding them. We've bet on them almost every week through this 7-game win streak now. This is the game of the week.
Yeah.
Eagles-Ravens. This could be the Super Bowl, right? Yeah. Like Eagles-Ravens. This is very, very impressive. I still don't think, I think now finally people are realizing how good the Eagles are. And I made this comment to you offhand. The Eagles just grind teams down. They may be tied through a quarter. They may be tied through two quarters. But when push comes to shove, that offensive line just starts laying people on their ass. And Saquon Barkley, guys putting up 200 yards a game.
Yeah.
Like you just can't keep up with these guys. They have a top-ranked offense. They have a top-ranked defense. The Ravens have one huge weakness. Their pass defense. Their pass defense is worst in the league. They beat the Chargers last week. Some drops happened on the Chargers. The Eagles are a much more talented passing team. AJ Brown is putting up numbers every single game. You got Dallas Goedert. Eagles have the third ranked offense in the NFL. The Ravens defense is ranked 25th. So on the one side of the ball, I know the Ravens have like basically the number one offense in the league, but the Eagles have the number two defense in the league. So I think that's a very tight match. On the other side of the ball is where I see the mismatch. The Eagles have the number three ranked offense versus number 25 ranked defense. I think the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, what I'm going to look for is the passing game, not only to AJ Brown and Dallas Goedert and Devontae Smith if he's healthy, but the passing game to Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley catches passes and takes it to the house. So for me, I'm taking the points. I'm taking the hotter team. I'm taking the Eagles.
You're right. So when you look at the teams on paper and the matchups, so what they both have equally amazing offenses. They can move the ball through the air. They can move the ball on the ground. But on the other side of the coin, Philadelphia has a better defense. Mm-hmm. So if you're just going to look at it from that perspective alone, I'm looking at Philadelphia because they have that better defense. Mm-hmm. Baltimore easily could have lost that game last week against the Chargers. J.K. Dobbins was moving the ball beautifully on the ground. Guy went out in like the second quarter. Mm-hmm. The offense didn't look the same ever since that point.
Yep.
There's a few drops by Quentin Johnson. The guy... bomb receiver, man.
Because we picked
the Chargers in that game.
Yep.
Pass interference call that wasn't called on the one yard line. So there's a few things here that could have happened where the Chargers play fast and small, and Derrick Henry was able to push them all over.
Yep.
They're going up against a defense I think is better built to stop the run with Philadelphia. So I see Philadelphia covering the spread here at 3-point underdogs. So we're going to put our money there, especially because Baltimore's coming off. They're just playing a Monday night, so they have a shorter week as well to prepare.
Yeah, 100%. So all these four games, these locks, if you take all of these together, you're going to get the best possible odds where we do all of our sports betting on BlockBet. So if you take all these, combo them up, four-game parlay on any other sports betting website, you're going to get, say, $100. But if you win and you do this on BlockBet, you're going to get $120 or $115. They give you way better odds. So that's why we always bet with BlockBet. You can find our special customized parlay combo bet through our exclusive referral link in the description of the episode. You should be betting all of your sports betting on BlockBet, or else you're simply throwing away your money.
Yeah, the parlays, they're unmatched. So what we like to do with these games is we typically bet on each one individually because of our high success rate and our accuracy in terms of picking these games. And then, you know, we put the home run shot for the parlay as well. And it is boosted by 20% or so. So if you are a new customer, they do have a new sign-up deposit bonus that's up to like $5,000 or something like that. A whole bunch of like free spins that you can win on one of their casino games. So a lot of incentives to join as well.
Let's go.
Anyways, make sure you tune to the next episode.
That one is going to be a banger.